you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jaya and Sally with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the court has heard that the driver of the car behind the crash that killed two men on the Sunshine Coast in 2022 had, quote, multiple legal prescription drugs in her system when she got behind the wheel, end quote. The driver, Kelly Renee Lidicote, has pleaded not guilty to the charge of dangerous driving causing death while adversely affected by an intoxicating substance. During the third day of her trial, the court heard that the 44-year-old took a combination of medications with potential sedative side effects prior to the crash, which killed 25-year-old Aaron Pitt and 22-year-old Leighton Bartlett. The trial is ongoing.
A loophole in the new law limiting rental increases to once a year has forced a Brisbane family to leave their home after their rent had already been increased in the last 6 months. Jan Lauko and Dagmara Laukova are Dutch nationals who moved into their Brisbane unit 7 years ago when they immigrated to Australia, but have been given notice to leave by their property manager. Although the couple are willing to pay more, the new law introduced by the Rental Tenancies Authority prohibits rental increases to incur more than once annually, providing that at least one tenant remains on the lease going forward. But a loophole in the law allegedly allows landlords to boost their returns by having multiple short-term leases. Queensland Housing Minister Megan Scallion says, quote, "It's unfortunate people have exploited what is a loophole, but we will do everything in our power to make sure renters are protected," end quote.
In national news, sex workers across the country are, quote, watching very closely as the NT's progressive anti-discrimination laws are being tested for the first time by a Darwin-based sex worker. It's been nearly a year since the NT Parliament was the first jurisdiction that passed laws to protect sex work and sex workers under anti-discrimination laws, hailed as a, quote, a huge stride towards equality. These new laws came into effect in July, which then allowed New Zealand-born sex worker Lisa Lewis to file the NT's first anti-discrimination complaint related to sex work. Miss Lewis claimed that due to her occupation, she was knocked back from applying to join NT Police. NT Police Commissioner declined to comment on the process of Miss Lewis's application, but said, quote, "The force's recruitment campaign is still very active." A conciliation hearing between Miss Lewis and the NT Police is due to be held at a later date.
18-year-old Wiradjuri twins Sebastian and Ella McCorrie are fighting misinformation surrounding the Voice to Parliament referendum among their school peers. The twins, who support the Voice to Parliament, both attend Kilcare Catholic College in Wagga Wagga and have grown frustrated with the misinformation being spread on Facebook and TikTok. Sebastian says, quote, "One of my mates was thinking that if the yes vote gets through, it's going to impact how much he's going to pay in rent, which is just not true and has nothing to do with that," end quote. Their student representative council at their school has written to parents of Year 12 students, urging them to stay aware of misinformation regarding the Voice. For support for Indigenous Australians, please contact the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Crisis Support Line 13 Yarn on 13 92 76.
And in international news, a female brown bear known as 128 Grazer has been voted the winner of the Fat Bear Week Awards, an annual online poll showcasing the animals as they prepare for winter hibernation. Naomi Bowak, who is a ranger at the Katamine National Park, said, quote, "Grazer used her current singledom to focus on herself." Grazer defeated 2022 winner 747 and 2019 winner 435 Holly to make it through to this year's final.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is expected to be mostly sunny. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. And that's all for your news at 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.